This recording, England 53, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Pine was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter impelled that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally she administered either her effects were not fertile. In no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of her medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Gaydon. First place I lived was Rose Cottage. That's at the back of our church. And then we moved to St. Giles's Road, where I lived there until I got married. And then we lived at St. Mark's Close. I had 2 sons. And then when they began to get older, we moved into St. George's Road, where we're living now. And we've lived there ever since. We've been there 18 years. I went to a school in Gaydon, and it is at the top of the village. Do you know where the Concord Tree is that they've started to cut down? Well, where there's a house been built there, we had a school there. That was a school. And we went to an infant school there, and that's where I went from when I started at 5 until I went to Kyneton School, Kyneton High School, that's in Kyneton, a big school, mixed school, and that's where I went to. I left school at 15. Well, the only places I've been is Seaside, Breen in Dorset, Weymouth. But I've only visited Blackpool. I haven't been to many places at all. Not abroad or nothing. I've had the options, but I never have. Well, there's Gaydon. There's one called the Lighthorn Heath. That's just up where the motorway, all that roundabout. Have you been there? All round there. There's a Lighthorn Village. There's Avon Dasset. There's Cumbrook. North End. BAD Kyneton, down there where there's a camp, ammunition dump. There's Banbury. And there's out that way, there's Stockton, Southam, Rugby, Leamington, there's Cubbington, Kenilworth. Oh, you could keep on forevermore. Warwick allows you only here at night, don't you? There's blue tits, finches, blackbirds, woodpeckers. We've heard the cuckoo, but I haven't seen it. And over the way from us, we've got somebody that's got a parrot. That's out there morning till night, that talks. We've got a cockatiel of our own that talks. Oh, we used to scrump apples. Used to go scrumping apples up a big lane, up the, what they call the pimple lane. We used to go scrumping apples in fields. And, oh, we used to go on picnics, go for a day, all out, you know. But, I mean, you couldn't do that now because of things happening, could you? But we used to go all day long. We used to take our food, have a picnic and all sorts.